At Husker Harvest Days, we're at the Houston Polytank display, and we're going to visit with a couple of folks with the company, Ron Elcana, who's the president, CEO, and also Jason Anderson, who is the plant manager. The plant is located at Hopkins, Missouri. Ron, first of all, tell us what you got new here at Houston Polytank this year.
We have the ability to build the largest tank made out of plastic in the country. We can build plastic tanks that are as large as 50,000 gallon at one delivery. We can make even larger tanks at 50,000 gallon. And the tanks are basically made in a special way. We brought the technology from overseas. And we're going to basically change a lot of head, and many engineers would love what we have to offer in the tank market, especially in agriculture, in the chemical industry, wherever there are corrosion issues and temperature issues, we can excel.
And Jason, for the farmer here, what are the basic uses for your tanks?
The biggest uses will be for fertilizer storage. We can, as Mr. Arcana said, go up to 50,000 gallons. We're hearing a lot of interest in the 35,000 gallon range. Also, dry fertilizer. We can put a 55 degree cone with a windshield around it to protect the load cells as they're measured out also.
Okay. And Ron, you mentioned this technology came from overseas, so is this pretty unique here in the U.S. now?
It's very unique. We are the only company that doing it in the U.S. today. We do it overseas for about 15 years, so we have a lot of experience. We have tanks as tall as 100 feet, 14 foot diameter, standing in the middle of the desert, full of water. So we're doing very well with them.
Yeah. Jason, how big a area do you market in then, as far as how far out will you go with these?
Well, the market range will be coast to coast for not only agricultural, but chemical, water, wastewater. They will be FDA approved resins. So for potable fluids, they won't leach anything into the material, and also the food industry.
Okay. How does that work with the food industry?
We can use basically plastic beads that are FDA approved, so there is no interaction between the food, the chemistry of the food, and our holding tank, the storage. So that's basically, there is no issues of rust or the not issue of smell or anything that will transfer to the food.
And Houston, you've been in the business for quite a while here in the Midwest?
The Houston company originated in 1955. That's the parent company. We are the startup in the poly side, so we'll be a one-stop shop. We will be able to cover carbon steel, stainless steel, polyethylene, and polypropylene. Polypropylene is important because we can actually build a tank that can sustain 210 degree working temperature. Or if a company is cutting acids, mixing it with water, that'll heat to 210 degrees. We can cover that range also.